When Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled the house of Judah and Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors, to fight against Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. But Yahuwah's word came to Shemaiah the man of Elohim, saying, "Speak to Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, Yahuwah says, you shall not go up nor fight against your brothers. Every man return to his house, for this thing is of me." So they listened to Yahuwah's words and returned from going against Jeroboam. Rehoboam lived in Jerusalem and built cities for defense in Judah. He built Bethlehem, Etam, Tekoa, Beth-Zur, Soko, Adullam, Gath, Maresha, Ziph, Adorim, Lashish, Azekah, Zora, Ajalon, and Hebron, which are fortified cities in Judah and in Benjamin. He fortified the strongholds and put captains in them with stores of food, oil, and wine. He put shields and spears in every city and made them exceedingly strong. Judah and Benjamin belonged to him. The priests and the Levites, who were in all Israel, stood with him out of all their territory. For the Levites left their pasture lands and their possessions and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons cast them off, that they should not execute the priest's office to Yahuwah. He himself appointed priests for the high places, for the male goat and calf idols which he had made. After them, out of all the tribes of Israel, those who set their hearts to seek Yahuwah, Elohim of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice to Yahuwah, Elohim of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong for 3 years, for they walked 3 years in the way of David and Solomon. Rehoboam took a wife for himself, Mahalath the daughter of Jeremoth the son of David, and of Abihail the daughter of Eliab the son of Jesse. She bore him sons, Jeush, Shemariah, and Zaham. After her, he took Maacah the granddaughter of Absalom, and she bore him Abijah, Attai, Ziza, and Shelemith. Rehoboam loved Maacah the granddaughter of Absalom above all his wives and his concubines, for he took 18 wives and 60 concubines and became the father of 28 sons and 60 daughters. Rehoboam appointed Abijah the son of Maacah to be chief, the prince among his brothers, for he intended to make him king. He dealt wisely and dispersed some of his sons throughout all the lands of Judah and Benjamin to every fortified city. He gave them food in abundance and he sought many wives for them.